Okay, so please do get comfortable and settle. Try and be sure whether you're sitting or lying or walking, that you're in a posture where you can breathe easily, that your hands are out of the way, out of trouble, in your lap or on your legs. And again, that your eyes are where you need them to be to find most easily find calm and be centered. If you need them closed to help you calm, good. If you need them open to help you wake up, that's fine. Or anywhere in between. So as we enter now into the third scope of mindfulness practice, mindfulness of the mind itself, we begin again by tuning into our breath and using that to center. And so do clear your breath. Take a nice deep exhale, or if you like, you can take three nice even breaths through both nostrils, gradually in and out. And as you do, sort of clear your energy, try to shift a breath at a time into a kinder, gentler breath rhythm. And let that rhythm find its center in your body, either gravitating toward your heart, or if you're distracted, toward your navel. Or if you're dull, by the tip of your nose. So gravitating toward your center, gradually try to use the breath to rein in and settle your awareness. Breathing in your distracted mind, letting it come to settle on the breath, to rest on the breath, as if you're sort of just resting in a little tide pool. You're floating in with the breath, floating out with the breath. And as you begin to gather and settle, you know, you may find that you're either pulled off into distraction, and so do counteract that with the muscle of mindfulness, rein that distraction in again. Or you may find you're shifting into dullness or fogging, and go ahead and counter that with alertness, uplifting. And so alternately settling from distraction and uplifting from dullness, we're getting to a place of greater clarity and calm. And as soon as the breath helps center us there, we want to open the scope of that mind of clarity and calm to tune into our breathing body. We can once again try to sort of tune into the body of light by letting our breath diffuse through our whole breathing body, as if we're waking up in our body for the first time. And then sort of breathe into those areas that may be restless, and breathe calming energy and awareness. Breathe into those areas that may be fatigued or numb with energizing breath and awareness. Just feel that we're shifting into a lighter, clearer spectrum of our physical body It feels much less solid, feels more fluid and spacious, like a person-shaped bubble, just made of pure breath, energy, and awareness. So with that as a sort of stable basis for our awareness, we're also going to try to balance our sensitivity within our body minds, tuning into any areas of pain or distress, any raw areas in our body mind, and bringing calming, soothing energy awareness to face them and be with them, to breathe into them, disarm the hurt. And likewise, if there's any areas of excitement, overstimulation, we want to breathe calming energy and awareness to help sort of take the hyper out of them, to help sort of help us savor whatever is good while also letting go at the same time. And also breathe into the gray areas, the numb areas of indifference or subtle feel in between. So a bit at a time, we're a breath at a time, we're not just getting centered and balanced in our body, in our breath body of light. We're also getting balanced in our sensitivity to a place where we can be more comfortable in our skin and accept and embrace the whole fabric of the raw feel of life in this body, this moment. So with those as a basis, we turn now to open our mindfulness to the stream of mind itself. What is supported by our centered body and our balanced sensitivity? What is it that's aware of them? And of course, when we turn our attention to our minds, we naturally tend to go to all of the buzzing, blooming confusion, the sort of barrage of thoughts and images and emotions that make up the film, the movie of our life, with the story and the drama. That's what we normally feel our mind is. But in this powerful exercise, we want to go to the sort of what's the projector itself, or the filmmaking equipment, which is the mind itself, the pure medium or stream of awareness that's supporting and projecting all of that content. So we can do that by imagining all of the thoughts and images and emotions we normally take for our mind are really just at the surface of a deep sea or mountain stream of awareness. And we can try like a little porpoise or minnow to dive under that surface, sort of not get attached or stay attached to the surface reflections and currents of thought and emotion, but rather dive between them toward the deeper flow of stillness and clarity that is the primal mind, the mind we normally only sense in the refreshing moments of deep sleep or the most profound calm or well-being. But that's always there. It's always at the source of our mental life. So this key discipline helps us go to that source, to the spring of eternal youth within us, where we're eternally, our minds are eternally free and clear of content. Just before we're creating and producing the movie, the impressions, the emotions. And there, you know, if we're getting somewhere in this process, we'll start to feel a kind of clearing up and a kind of stilling of our minds. Perhaps a sense of inner spaciousness that we didn't know was there, that somewhere deep within us there's a space of open, just sheer open-mindedness, sheer clarity or awareness. And of course here, you know, we will be struggling again with the same decentering forces or resistances. We'll see a little glimmer of thought or emotion that attracts us or, you know, revolts us or worries us, and we'll want to run to it. Our minds will want to cling to it and get back to the surface. And once we catch ourselves doing that, we need to use our mindfulness to dive back down again, like the, you know, the aquatic mammal that really can stay submerged for a very long time and just float in that deep, still clarity of pure mind. Of course, on the other hand, we may find, as if we do go deep, that we begin to go into drowsiness and fogging and fatigue. So often in this practice, one of the first things we'll find if we're getting somewhere is that we start to get foggy or drowsy, you know, and have a hard time staying clear. And when we begin to notice that, sort of without any alarm or judgment, we just try to uplift our mind with the muscle of alertness, just try to think of something brilliant, like a rainbow. Think of something or someone you love. Open your eyes a bit and let in some light. And try to sort of lighten, or just make a very strong mental effort to be clear, to stay clear. So here, this constant exercise of bringing the mind back down to primal clarity, to the fresh, open source of our mental life, and bringing the mind back up from fogging or dullness, this is the exercise and the discipline of mindfulness of mind, or what I call deep mindfulness. And there are, of course, ways that we can also try to orient ourselves within that deep mindfulness, because it's a bit of a stretch. It's like standing on our heads in yoga. This is sort of the mental yoga where we're reversing the normal posture we have toward our mental life. Normally we are focused on the surface content. I think that's where it's happening. And we're sort of, you know, dimly aware that there's some primal layers of awareness, but we're quite removed from them. And here we want to stand that on its head and remove our minds from that content and learn to sort of position ourselves in the clarity and the freshness or openness, the primal sort of impression of it all. And we can sort of think of that or orient ourselves there by thinking of ourselves as sort of deep-sea divers. And sort of we'll notice fresh new things down there because we'll be closer to the sources of our input and awareness will be closer to raw sense experience, closer to the raw feel of our bodies that are sort of like the undercurrents or the seaweed or coral down there at the depths of our minds. And we're also closer to the bedrock or the sea floor of our body. And up above we can look and see the far away the reflections and the activity of our surface mind with all its complicated thoughts, memories, plans, fantasies, emotions. But we're down here diving and trying to get that feeling of stillness and be close to the source of life, the source of awareness. We can think of ourselves as like a minnow in a mountain stream, sort of staying in that clear stream water, even though you can, you know, maybe colored by the bedrock below, which is, you know, the bedrock of our physical body, maybe influenced by the banks of sensation. And also there may be the surface reflections and wave patterns of thoughts and emotions. But we're just trying to stay in the clarity, because in the clarity of our mind stream there isn't any taint. We're in a place where we can see everything clearly. And it's that freedom of mind, it's that ability to free our minds from their normal stuck places that gives us this enormous leverage and platform for living really consciously and presently, seeing the windows of opportunity to really sort of clearly assess the patterns, the habit we're stuck in, and to clearly choose, sort of freely choose, to either go with them because they're healthy for us, or to change and shift to something else that might be healthier. So this mindfulness of mind is key to sort of giving us the inner space and inner presence of mind to really assess ourselves, just to watch our minds much more objectively and clearly, and to choose much more wisely what to invest in our minds. So the deep mindfulness practice is sort of like a fountain of healing and rejuvenation and growth and change. It really gives us a whole new life, because it really frees our mind from its stuck places, the places where we tend to stick through fear or through a sense of scarcity and clinging. And it allows us to once again be sort of youthful and pliable, open, present, truly objective or curious. So as we go back to our day from this practice of deep mindfulness, and we allow ourselves to reconnect with the content at the surface, our thoughts and images, we, you know, may want to sort of remember, stay close to or in touch with the extra space and perspective, the fresh perspective we can have on our lives by being tuned into the deeper layers of mind. And, you know, this space, staying tied into it, staying close to it, is as easy as sort of remembering our breath awareness, tuning into our mindful body, our balanced sensitivity, and right next to them, tuning into our fresh, prime awareness, our deep, mindful awareness. It is possible, you know, though normally we just live on the surface layer of our minds, and we sort of forget what happens at the deeper layers. We only touch in dream or deep sleep. It's possible for us to stay, to stretch the normal limits of our awareness so that we can stay tapped into all the layers. As His Holiness the Dalai Lama often says, that it's as if we can be the whole ocean of awareness, aware on the surface while also down at the depths and the bedrock all at once. So it's possible for us to leave open the door as we go back into our everyday, to sort of leave the door to the depths of our mind open, so that if we need some fresh perspective, if we find we're all getting cut off or tangled up or confused in the jumble of thoughts, conflicting emotions, we can sort of try to tap into the depth and fresh perspective of our pure mind by just tuning into the breath, a living, breathing, sensitive body, and the primal awareness that it supports. And that may give us the freedom of mind we need to see clearly what we're getting into, what we're caught up in, and to see a way out. So that's the practice in between sessions of using deep mindfulness.